Okay, Mr. Chairman, I show 3 o'clock on my end.
All right. Well, everybody, welcome to the January 27th, 2021 meeting for the Alliance Regional Water Authority Board of Directors regular meeting. With that, Graham, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Mayor, I see you're on the line.
I'm here.
There we go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Sanford?
Here.
Mr. Neffendorf?
Here.
Mr. Gleason?
Here.
All right, I see you here there. Mr. Ramos?
Yeah, here.
I'm here.
Mr. Earp is not going to be able to join us today. Mr. Taggart?
Here.
Great. Mr. Betts?
Here.
Mr. Turley, who's a new appointment from the City of Kyle, Derek Turley?
Here.
Great. Thank you for joining us today, Derek.
Yes.
We have a position from San Marcos that is vacant. Mr. Allen, are you on the line? Didn't see him join yet, so hopefully he'll join with us in a minute. And we've got one other vacant San Marcos seat, but we do have a quorum.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes, Derek and Mark, congratulations for your appointments, and thank you for joining us. A quick reminder on how we've been trying to operate these video telephone meetings. Voting, if you want to vote no or abstain, please ensure that you make it known. Otherwise, we'll assume that all votes are yes and unanimous. So with that, moving on to item C, public comment period. Graham, I assume we don't have any?
No, sir. Nobody signed up.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to item D, consent agenda. Consent agenda, unless there's a specific request to do otherwise, we usually vote on all the consent agenda items at once.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mike Taylor. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Tom Taggart will second.
All right. Thank you all very much. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor? Please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. Motion passes. Thank you. Moving on to Section E, public hearings presentations. We have none. Going on to Item F, items for discussion not requiring action. On these, if you would like to discuss one of these items, please make it known. Otherwise, we'll assume that the information in your packet was sufficient and no further discussion is desired. All right. Moving on to Section G, Executive Director and Legal Counsel Reports.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have just a couple of quick updates. As you may know, our last fiscal year audit is underway by Armstrong Vaughn and Associates. You should have received an email from Phil Vaughn asking to verify a few items, as we typically do each year. Our goal is to wrap that up and present that to you next month at the next board meeting. So that's underway. And I want to give a brief update on the water sharing agreement. I told you previously we were starting to work on an agreement to share 1 million gallons per day of Edwards groundwater from the City of San Marcos to County Line Special Utility District. HDR, who we hired last month to do the rate study for that effort, is wrapping up their work this week. Tom and I actually met with them earlier today to go through a few of the numbers and make some adjustments. So that's being finalized and would expect to get that out later this week. We also have the memorandum of understanding is under review by Lloyd Gosselink. Expect to get that out later this week to all parties to review and comment on. So we're making progress there. Would hope again to bring that back to the board for action at the February meeting as well. Otherwise, my usual calendar and logs are attached. And before I turn over to questions, I'll note that I see Pat Allen was able to join us during this item. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Graham, I guess the only thing I would ask in light of having several new members, if you could perhaps do a short preface on what the water sharing agreement is, what it was intended to do, where it came from, when it was implemented, and how our entities all approved that at that point in time.
I'd be happy to do that. I could either do that now or when we bring it back for action at the February meeting. And so whichever this group would prefer, I'm happy to oblige.
I think it's fine when it's an action item. I think it would just help to frame that issue for those that are more recent with us.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. I'll make sure to do that next month.
Nothing, Mike Gershon here, nothing to add to Graham's report under this item.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Mike. Moving on to Section H, Items for Action or Discussion Direction. Item H1, consider adoption of Resolution 2021-0127-002, accepting the Phase 1A Segment B Pipeline Project and requesting release of final payment from the Texas Water Development Board.
We're happy to report that this pipeline segment is complete. This is the pipeline segment that ties between our booster pump station, which is in the final stages of completion, and the city of Buda. We awarded this contract late in 2019 to Smith Contracting, and they worked at a good pace on time to complete the work. We've tested the pipeline, and it passed all the tests. They've cleaned up the easement and have everything we feel like in good shape so that we need to request release of the final payment and approval of the final project from the Texas Water Development Board. The engineer on the project, LAN, has submitted a letter recommending approval of the project. Our construction management team and myself all recommend adoption of the resolution so that we can move forward with closing out the project. I will note that we, as stated, I believe it's in the item F, one of the item F items under this agenda, the booster pump station is close to being finished. We had the lightning strike on that in 2020 and have had some parts replaced in late 2020. We're going through some of the final testing, and there's still a few items we're asking them to work out. Our hope is that would be in the condition where we could bring a similar resolution to you next month for your adoption. And at that time, I think we would also look at a ribbon cutting event for all of these facilities that tie together the two pipelines on either side of the booster station and the booster station that's there in the middle. So that's ongoing. It's not quite at a point yet where we're ready to say that it's final and complete and we're ready to release retainage. But I am happy to report that the pipeline that connects to it is at that stage. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions regarding this item.
I think the only question I would have, Graham, is whether or not the warranty period starts upon our adoption of this resolution.
I believe it does start on our final acceptance of the project.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mike Taylor. I move the adoption of Resolution 2021-0127-002 as presented.
Neffendorf will second.
All right, thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. Motion passes. Thank you. Going on to item H2, update and discussion regarding the status of the authority's Phase 1B program and direction to staff and consultants.
All right, I'm going to get that presentation up and ready. Bear with me one second. Get the correct file. Okay, Ryan, you ready to step through this?
Yes, absolutely. Afternoon, everyone. So, handful of different things to update you on here this month, and we do have one contract on the agenda as well. It's back in the agenda in the executive session section, so I'll touch on that a little bit further on in this update. But first, starting with ongoing progress of the various Phase 1B projects through design. As it stands right now, we've received a couple of 100% submittals and one coming here pretty quickly for the water treatment plant as we're getting to the end of the design process for those few projects there. So starting to hit the end of the road from a design standpoint, and hopefully getting out to procurement here soon. More on that in a couple of slides. And then February, we have one submittal coming in for pipeline segment D at 90%. Wanted to spend a couple of slides providing a procurement update, brief procurement update. Back in October, gave an overall update related to procurement, related to getting these projects out to bid, and the focus was on the four you see mentioned here, the water treatment plant, booster pump station, pipeline segments A and B. And back during that update, we projected dates here early in this year, and some of those have shifted a bit, and wanted to give an update on where those stand and how we got to where we're at. Very briefly touching on status. Water treatment plant currently projected around mid-March timeframe, being ready to go out for proposals. When we gave the update back in October, we were hoping for a late January timeframe. Really, one of the main things that hung us up as the design consultant's been progressing through design is the TCQ. We've mentioned in prior updates that we've been getting exception requests submitted to the TCEQ for certain design parameters that, you know, maybe weren't applicable or design consultant felt were not necessary in the case of our water treatment plant design. So what we had originally projected to hopefully hear back from the TCEQ on in a maybe mid to late November timeframe ended up extending out to December and almost to the new year before we finally got our approval worked out with them. So that pushed back the overall process of then getting the final plans into the TCEQ and being able to keep things moving forward for bidding. Booster pump station, last October, we were projecting mid-March. It's good to see that one has remained where it's at. Certainly a few hoops to be jumped through there to get ready for going out for proposals. Touch on that a little bit more on the next slide. And then pipeline segment A, when we last updated you, we were looking at a late January timeframe. Really the main items we've been working through over the last few months that have resulted in the bump back of the projection there have been related to environmental, and in particular getting the Corps of Engineers approval, which we did just here in the last couple of weeks receive that approval. So that was definitely encouraging to get that behind us. But from there, in addition to the environmental process, the land acquisition as well, which I'll also get into here shortly. Segment B was projecting around early April. We're now at late April. And similar story, just the Corps of Engineers process and getting through the environmental process, as well as land acquisition. little more detail on each, on really the main items remaining as we're trying to get to a point where we're ready to release these four proposals. Water treatment plant, I mentioned, of course, the exception request. We did get approval of that around the new year. So now the actual final plan review is underway by the TCEQ. We have just submitted the Water Development Board submittal. The design consultant got everything where it needed to be for that. So the Texas Water Development Board is actively reviewing the final bid documents. So that right now is in their queue, and hopefully within about 30 days, roughly, we'll get comments back on that and quickly get to a point where we're ready to go. There are some other permits, a couple of them listed there, that are in process. Don't see any obstacles there based on initial input from those entities. So some remaining steps, but that's where things stand currently. Pump station, TCEQ, we are working through comments we received back on the exception request that was submitted there. Relating to the delivery points of the pipelines, not so much the pump station itself. And so there's some ongoing coordination with the TCEQ to try to resolve those items so we can move forward. And once we do, then we can then get the plan submitted and move forward with the Water Development Board as well. A couple more permits than the water treatment plant, but once again, not seeing any major obstacles there to staying on or around the schedule that we're currently projecting. The TCEQ process maybe being the one wild card at this point that we're trying to resolve here quickly. Pipeline segment A and B, as I've mentioned already, the land acquisition process. One of the key things that we've been coordinating with the Water Development Board on here in recent weeks is seeing if there's an opportunity to move forward with bidding if some parcels are in the process, in basically within the eminent domain process, maybe not necessarily completely through that process, but at least in the middle of the process. And so the way that our schedule has been tracked up until now, the expectation was we would get all of that completed as we wrap up design and before we go out for proposals. With the recent coordination with the Water Development Board, it sounds like they are amenable to allowing us to proceed if we don't have all parcels accounted for. Of course, we'll want to be there before we're issuing notice to proceed to any contractor. And obviously the way we're tracking the schedule right now, the plan is to make sure that, you know, based on when hearings are scheduled for eminent domain and based on the overall schedule, that we're not going to find ourselves in a position where we're still waiting on parcels as we're trying to go to construction. So I'm going to come back next month with a more detailed update of land acquisition to the technical committee, talking through schedule in more detail, but also touching a bit on budget as well. So, but this just maybe skims the surface of that for the moment. Water Development Board environmental review, that has been submitted. So for segment A, as I mentioned before, we did get through the process with the Corps of Engineers, which was the last remaining environmental agency that we were waiting on. So with that, the Water Development Board is now has our environmental report and is reviewing that. Once that process is complete, we'll then be looking to get final bid documents in and proceed from there. And then similar to the other projects, multiple permits in the process of being obtained as well. So continue to update on this. I will next month have an overall schedule update for all the projects. And as I said, a little more of an in-depth discussion of the land acquisition process, but wanted to at least hit a couple of those highlights right now. Moving on to the land acquisition status table. Once again, given more detail coming next month, the technical committee meeting, I'll at least hit the highlights here on each of the segments. Segment A, all offers are out at this point to all landowners. Multiple hearings have been held for condemnation and multiple more are scheduled. So chipping away there, still multiple hearings coming up and other parcels where anticipating landowners will sign in the case of a few of them as they're being wrapped up here. Segment B, nearly all offers are out, as is the case with segment D as well. And so similarly, there in the case of B, there have been a few hearings held so far and more actively being scheduled by Alliance's special counsel for land acquisition. Segment C and E are a little further back in the process, as has been the case, you know, and as was set up. So there have been some additional purchase agreements signed, just a few here and there over the last month or two. So, but still very early on in the process for those two segments. Moving on to the drilling of the four wells out at the Alliance property. So progress since our last update, three wells are largely completed at this point. Eight and nine are just about there. Seven, much of the drilling is completed. And so they're installing the screens and casing. And I believe even well six has largely been the overall well drilling has largely been completed or at least is underway right now. So contractor over the last couple of months, despite the holidays, has made quite a bit of progress. Looking ahead really for wells seven, eight, and nine, they are finalizing each of those, completing pump testing. Samples were taken at well site number eight. We were hoping to come to you with an update on water quality based on those test results today. We're not quite there, but we definitely will be for the technical committee update here soon. So so we'll plan to come back to the technical committee with a full update on that next month. And then just a couple of slides of pictures of the ongoing progress at each of the four well sites. This question came up in the technical committee, and I believe an email went out to the committee members, but I'll just mention regarding the productivity of the wells based on the testing performed so far. The hydrogeologist, R.W. Harden, James Binet, has indicated that what they're seeing so far matches what was seen back during the initial testing program back in 2014, and maybe even a little bit better in terms of productivity. Moving on to brief budget update. Just refreshing everyone's memory and with regards to what you see here. So these are total program costs by project, meaning it's projecting out not only anticipated construction costs, but also support services, engineering, land acquisition, environmental, you know, all associated elements for the projects themselves, not just construction. So over in the left column just indicates what submittal a given project is at currently. Then the list of projects separated out by those that are part of the combined program with GBRA versus those that are Alliance only infrastructure, the lower half there. So the middle column reflecting the cost projection prepared by the program back in February of 2019. So we're nearly 2 years later. The revised projection being the one to the right there, the blue font indicating where there have been changes since last month's update. And then, of course, the far right column representing the difference, the delta between the two prior columns. So the maybe the one number I'd draw your attention to is down in the total, where back in February of 2019, we were at about 248.9, and as of the most recent update, we're nearly right at that number. We, over the last 12 months, saw that number go up quite a bit as the design consultants were working through their initial designs, as the economy was going on a pretty good roller coaster early in 2020, and obviously just saw a lot of uncertainty. And certainly a lot of that was reflected in the construction cost projections we were seeing from the design consultants. Have seen that come back down based on recent bid data that the design consultants have been tracking down, and based on a really concerted effort by the consultants, Alliance, and all others to try to, you know, see where there's opportunities to reduce scope and value engineer some of the projects. So definitely good to see that we're back down where we were just a couple of years ago. Of course, these are all numbers on paper right now, and until these projects bid, they're just projections for now, but certainly good to see that recent bid information has been telling them, you know, that the costs aren't increasing substantially. Though on that note, I will mention the construction management and inspection team. Pate Dawson did mention to us they've been keeping us apprised, as, you know, there's been trends in the industry related to construction and material costs. And they did inform us just maybe a couple weeks ago that the cost of steel has risen pretty significantly over the last 1 to 2 months. The indication is that that's not too uncommon to see that late in the year and maybe in the last couple months, first couple months of a given year. But as it stands right now, it's gone up maybe on the order of 15% to 20%. Given that, you know, obviously for our pipelines and really for a lot of the construction materials, that can have an impact for sure. So, may see that settle out, you know, expect that we'll continue to get updates from them on that, but just wanted to put that on everyone's radar that is at least something we've heard here recently. Any questions on any of that? As I said, there is the consulting services contract we'll touch on if there's no questions on these prior items. Okay. On to consulting services. So this is work order number 8 for Blanton and Associates that's on the agenda today. As I mentioned before, it is included in the executive session agenda. So there'll be more discussion there. But generally speaking, what the work order is associated with is along the proposed pipeline routing, a landowner provided documentation in the form of a study that indicates to them that there is, based on historical information about their property and, you know, various other things that they've got, indicates that there is potentially a cemetery or gravesite along our proposed pipeline route. So in coordinating with Blanton and Associates, providing that information to them, and that was provided by the landowner, Blanton reached out to the Texas Historical Commission to talk it over with them, and we worked through what the process needs to be to move forward with this, whether it's, essentially doing some initial field work and exploration to confirm that what the landowner is directing us to is in fact a cemetery or a grave site that's excavated there in the ground, buried there in the ground. And then, so that would be part one of the process. And then, of course, if it is confirmed, then there's maybe a couple different paths it can take, but the main thing is then delineating the extents of everything. So in terms of the scope of work, it's broken out into those two phases. Investigate perform the field work, investigate that there is a gravesite there, perform the necessary field surveys, and then provide a report and associated coordination with the Texas Historical Commission to close the loop on that. So if that would essentially be part one, which you see the not to exceed fee noted there at the bottom as initial investigation. If it is confirmed to be a gravesite, the next steps would include delineating the full extents in the field, providing the additional reporting and going through all the proper channels with the Texas Historical Commission and other associated entities. And then if the direction from there is to then realign the pipeline, then this also includes Blanton's effort to then clear another corridor to go around this this gravesite. Could be that the landowner, upon, you know, being provided the additional information, may we'll coordinate with them and see what their input is, but this is what the scope of work here is intended to reflect. And so this is not to exceed. Generally speaking, with Blanton, we have them generally account for the worst case scenario in terms of level of effort, and it is time and materials. So generally speaking, for a good portion of their work orders to date, they end up finishing the overall work order process well below the maximum not to exceed fee. So, but this reflects what we believe would, knock on wood, be the maximum anticipated effort in terms of scope of work to find a path forward relative to this site.
And Ryan, I'll note again, as you've said a couple of times, we have this for discussion in executive session where we can give more details to the board on the property in particular, the layout, and some of the factors related to that. So
yep.
More discussion to come on this. No action at the end of this item today. Here, it will be after, potentially after executive session.
Yep. Thank you, Graham.
I think that's the end of Brian's portion of the presentation.
It is. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ryan. Moving on to item H3, consider adoption of resolution 2021-0127-003, approving work order number 4 with Pape Dawson Engineering Incorporated for construction management and inspection services related to the Phase 1B program.
Mr. Ramos, move to approve.
Mike Taylor, second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. Motion passes. Thank you. And moving on to item H4, update discussion and possible direction to staff regarding the initial raw water quality data obtained from the Phase 1B well drilling project. Graham, was this not available?
It is not. We were hoping to have information available to present. We just didn't get it in a timely manner. So we're going to ask to punt on this. We'll bring it back to the technical committee in February and give the highlights to the board next month.
All right, thank you. Item H5, discussion of legislative issues for the 87th Texas Legislature and possible direction to staff.
Great, I believe we've got Scott Miller on the phone with us to kind of tell you what's happening up at the Capitol or not happening, as the case may be, and we've got the list of bills that we're tracking as of last week in the packet as well. So, Scott, you want to take it away?
Yes, thanks, Graham. Good afternoon, board members. We've had a really slow start to the session. They've only been in session for 2 weeks now, but we're hearing rumors that they may not appoint committees, at least in the House, until mid-February. and it's really going to be a session designed around COVID, a lot of healthcare issues. The only bill that really have to pass is the budget bill, and I think they want to be on the floor, you know, a minimum amount of time this session. So I anticipate they're going to try to kill a lot of bills this session and only, you know, prioritize those bills related to COVID and a few other, you know, let's say priorities by the leadership. They elect the speaker of the Texas Representatives, so no surprise there. But again, he won't make his committee appointments until early mid-February. The Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, you know, he lost one Senate seat to a Democrat, so the Republicans still hold an 18-13 advantage. But he did change the rules so that it requires at least 14 Senate members to keep a bill from coming to the floor. So with 13 Senate Democrats, you know, they cannot block a Republican bill from getting to the floor. And so he's made that very clear. The only bill, Graham, and that we're really watching really closely right now is Senate Bill 307. And that's a bill by newly elected Senator Sarah Eckhart, who was formerly the Travis County judge. And this bill simply states that if any person or entity that wants to transport wholesale water across two or more county lines that is 24 inches or greater in diameter can only be done by a local government corporation. And we kind of think this bill was aimed at the Alliance for whatever reason. So we're trying to get in to see Sarah Eckhart and talk to her and her staff about this particular bill. We've also talked to Erin Zwiener about this bill last week, and she asked us whether there's any bills out there that we really don't like. And we definitely talked a lot about this particular bill. And so we're not sure why this bill has been filed. Zwiener supports us in opposing this bill, but we'll keep you posted as we get a little further along down the legislative process and watch we get committee chairmanships appointed and named in both the House and the Senate. We don't anticipate any problems with Charles Perry, you know, staying as the chair of Senate, you know, Ag, Water, and Natural Resources. But it's a question mark whether Lyle Larson will maintain his chairmanship over the House Natural Resources. So stay tuned on that. So unless there's any other questions, Graham, you want me to continue or?
I think let's open it up to questions. Yeah.
And I was going to ask on HB 1130 above that, and I noticed we don't have a position shown on that. Do we understand, you know, what that's aimed at in relation to civil remedies?
As I read that bill, Tom, the reason I don't have a position is it could either help us or hurt us, depending on which side of that we're on. Basically, yeah. Let me think about that one. That's right. If you're installing utility and you don't call 811 and you can't prove that you've done the safe to dig system, then you can open yourself up to larger civil penalties. And so that's what that bill is targeting, is trying to get more groups to ensure that they're utilizing the safe dig 811 call in system. So the reason I left that open is we're obviously going to have a lot of construction. Certainly all of our plans and specs require that our contractors call the 811 system. So I think we're probably protected on that side. But you know, with all the construction we have going on, anytime I see something about increasing fines or, items like that, I want to pause a minute and think about a potential position. The reason I say it can help us is obviously once we're in the ground, we intend to be part of the 811 system, and that then anybody that would cross our lines would have to call and get locates, so that would minimize any chance of them impacting our facilities. So it is a little bit of a double-edged sword with that particular bill. I have not reached out to anybody else yet on that one to see what their positions might be on it.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So moving on to Section I, Board Member Items or Future Agenda Items. Do we have any? With that, moving on to Section J, Executive Session. Item J1, Executive Session pursuant to the Government Code, Section 551071, Consultation with Attorney, and or Section 551072, Real Property Deliberations regarding Water Supply Partnership Options, Groundwater Leases, Acquisition of Real Property Water Supply Purposes.
This
so,
is Mr. Ramos, would like to make an exception for Mr. Davenport?
Yes, sir. Any other exception requests for Executive Session?
Yes. This is Mike Taylor. I'd like Regina Frankie, if you would.
Yes, sir. Any others?
I just want to verify a couple of phone numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to verify a couple of phone numbers here as I try and set up this room and make sure I pull over everybody. Chris, are you on your cell phone as well, 512-921?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
79.
And then Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then Mike, are you also have your cell phone 830-743? Is that correct? Or sorry, I thought I saw that one blinking earlier. Is 830-743-3463? Is that one of our board members?
That's Mike.
Hey, Graham.
Okay.
Graham.
It
that's,
is Mike.
That's Mike's phone number.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I pull over everybody that we need. All right, yes. Bear with me a minute. I'm going to try and create this new room and pull everybody in that needs to be part of the executive session. So let's keep our fingers crossed here for a couple of minutes. Bear with me. I'm still trying to get people added. It looks like some people are moving over to the room. It is giving me troubles on those that are on their cell phones, including myself, being able to move into this breakout room. Let me see if I can get that squared away.
And Graham, are you moving me? This is Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike, what was your question?
I'm not sure. I see that I'm in the main session and that others have transferred.
I am trying to get you there. I've also got Derek.
Okay, Mike, I'm there with you.
Yep.
My screen has changed to the breakout room, it looks like, but I don't know if my audio is over there.
No, it's not yet.
You know, what we probably need is somebody's middle school age child that could help us with the technology.
Exactly.
Isn't that the truth?
A 10-year-old will do.
There you go.
All right, Mike should be moving now. All right, let me look one more time here at this error. People who dial in by phone can't join breakout rooms. Well, that's not very helpful.
You can't join either.
That may be the most helpful part of it all.
Right.
So your video should have changed over. Is that accurate?
Yes.
So, Mike, your particular issue is your computer does not have a microphone.
No, it does not.
Okay. Assuming I'm able to get in, I could call you at least and have you participate that way. And I could conference Chris you in too if you've got the same issue.
Yeah, that'll work. Or I could actually hook up the camera and microphone while we're doing that.
Derek, I'm having trouble pulling you over as well. Are you just called in at this point?
I'm on my laptop.
Oh, I guess it uses a version that doesn't support breakout rooms.
Ruh-roh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, this doesn't seem like it's going to work very well. Let me, I'm going to send out a different meeting request and we'll see if we can't get everybody to sign into that. I'm going to tell this other group that that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay, so we'll
that way we can all be able to hear everybody. Now, if I can figure out how to do that part, it'd be helpful.
Are we back? Did you get back to the right number, Graham?
You're good.
Yeah, we can hear you.
give everybody just a second to get over here. I'll check my list here again. Okay, I think we got everybody back here. Looks like we've got all of our board.
All right. Thank you very much, Graham. Okay, so it's about 4:47 p.m. Coming back out of executive session. Item J2, action from executive session on the following matters. A, water supply partnership options. B, groundwater leases. C, acquisition of real property for water supply project purposes. D, consider adoption of resolution 2021012700004 approving work order number 8 with Blanton and Associates Incorporated for cemetery investigation work associated with the authorities' Phase 1B program.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mike Taylor. I move that we approve the resolution with the caveat that it will go to the technical committee in 2 weeks and be approved there.
Yeah, and Mike Gershon here. Mike, Mr. Taylor, if I may, could I make a friendly amendment just to specify? I'll propose that the motion be to address agenda item J2D by first having our executive director, Graham Moore, investigate and propose alternative solutions to address the landowner's concerns about a cemetery alleged to be on their property. And second, to delegate authority to our technical committee to act on Mr. Moore's recommendation, including approval of the work order as proposed on the agenda and or approval of a condemnation award of the maximum value indicated by the board in executive session.
Okay.
I'll second that, Houston.
All right, thank you. It has the resolution as amended has been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion is amended. Passes. Thank you. Moving on to item E, consideration of resolution 2021012700005, approving a purchase agreement with Ashley Weininger for a permanent pipeline easement on parcel D023C.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we authorize or approve the purchase agreement with Ashley Weininger for the authorized amount not to exceed what was discussed in executive session.
This is Tom Taggart, I'll second.
All right, thank you. The resolution as amended is moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it and the motion passes. Thank you. And moving on to item F, consideration of resolution 202-10127006, approving a purchase agreement with Terry and Sharon Russ for a permanent pipeline easement on parcel D084G.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of resolution 2021-01-27-006.
Who wants it?
All right. Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there news? Yes, sir.
I'm gonna give that second to Pat Allen because I heard his voice the clearest.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you. And finally, on to item G. Consideration of resolution 202-01-27-007, finding public convenience and necessity for and authorizing the acquisition of certain water pipeline easements and temporary construction easements and certain fee estates for the Alliance Regional Water Authority Phase 1B waterline project in connection therewith, over, across, upon, and under certain privately owned real estate properties, authorizing all appropriate actions by the Board of Directors, staff, retained attorneys, and engineering and technical consultants in the institution and prosecution of condemnation proceedings to acquire any such needed fee estates and easements and temporary construction easements and related rights of ingress and egress that cannot be acquired through negotiation. Declaring further negotiations futile, ratifying and affirming all acts and proceedings heretofore done or initiated by employees, agents, and attorneys of ARWA to acquire such property interests, including necessary acts for any applicable lien holders for such properties, authorizing all of the lawful action necessary and incidental to such acquisitions or eminent domain proceedings to survey, specify, define, and secure the necessary interest in real property, declaring the sections of the resolution to be severable one from the other in the event any section of the resolution is determined to be invalid, establishing an effective date and finding and determining that the meeting at which this resolution is passed was noticed and is open to the public as required by law.
Mike Taylor, so moved.
Mr. Ramos, second.
All right, thank you very much. It is moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you very much. And moving on to item K, adjournment.
Mike Taylor, so moved.
Houston will second.
Thank you very much. It's moved and seconded. Are there any discussions? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? All right. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you all very much. Thank you for attending. Be careful out there. Let's hope our time between this meeting and the next meeting isn't quite as exciting as our last month we had.
Take care. Bye.
Take care, everybody. Thank you for bearing with us through the technical challenges.
Thank you.
We all learned something. All right. Thank you.
Hey, it was
nothing
worth
in
time.
This case. Yeah.
Hey, Graham?
Yes, ma'am.
I know y'all like Teams, but Zoom has an option that I saw recently. It was used two different ways. One of them was the board was supposed to be split up into, I think, three breakout sessions, which were predetermined. And so whenever they clicked the button, boom, I was in room A or whatever. And they set a time limit on it so we couldn't talk too long. But that was one option. And just FYI, I don't know that we would ever use it, but the same people did one recently that there were breakout sessions and the Zoom popped up and gave us the option of which room we wanted to go into. And then we were in that room and then we all got brought back together later. I have no problem jumping out of this meeting, going to that link, a different link, and then coming back. This is what we do for our executive sessions for our council. But I just thought I'd let you know, if you didn't know about that Zoom option, that it's there in case it's ever useful in the future.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I know Canyon Regional recently went to that because of those breakout rooms and how easy they were. I was told that Microsoft would have joined that bandwagon, made it just as easy, but clearly they failed in that matter. So we may have ended that.
I look at Teams as something that works well at the city if you've got a committee of maybe five or six people. But I look upon it less kindly when you're talking about a board meeting with motions and, you know, over about a dozen. It just doesn't seem to be as good. I like to be able to see, for people who will show their picture, I like to be able to see them all. And I haven't figured out how to do that in Teams yet. So anyway, but just thought I'd let you know about the Zoom options. But yeah, today was fine. We tried something new. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It was fine. No problem.
Yeah. We'll get through it. But thank you very much, Mayor. I appreciate that. That is
all
on the team or Zoom.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, Graham?
Yes, sir.
Did you have a certain afternoon this week that you wanted to get together to sign this stuff on?